WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Let's go live to the Alchemist and Barrister on Witherspoon Street in Princeton. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Alchemist and Barrister here in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. This is the Mitch Henderson Show. I am your host, Derek Jones. We will be joined by the head coach of Princeton Tigers basketball, Mitch Henderson, in just a few moments as we bring you the latest news in Princeton Tigers basketball. Reminder, we will be here with you at the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton, New Jersey, each and every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. No games last week for the Princeton Tigers, but obviously a newsworthy week nonetheless. As many Tiger fans know by now, Kennedy has been suspended from the team as of last Friday following an incident at a local convenience store early Friday morning. There isn't a ton of new news as it relates to that situation, and at this time we'll bring on the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, Derek.
And what, if anything, can you tell us about the situation? Obviously, a tough break for the Tigers and all parties involved.
Yeah, you know, at this point, I can't say anything really. We did release a statement, and you know, right now, Devin's suspended from competition due to violation of team rules, and you know, pending further investigation into the incident. And you know, I'll have to leave it at that. And that's kind of where we are.
So from a basketball perspective, anytime you take a guy off the floor who has scored 20 points per game during the course of the season, it does create some challenges. How about for the team now moving forward? How do you handle this type of situation?
Well, you know, we've got a really strong group of guys at the top. Noah, Elias, Miles, that, you know, we're in the middle of exams, so they got to get through exams. But you know, it's an interesting break, and in a way, maybe something like this, you know, it comes at a time when we can address these issues and sort of regroup. But you know, I have full confidence in the way our team is right now. You know, it's easy for us to say, you know, look, like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? But I don't think anybody feels that way. You know, there's a statement, next man up, you know, like, but I really think that's what it's all about. Like, you know, we come together. One of our team mottos is, you know, the team comes together, and that's where we are. And you know, we've got a lot of really good pieces and a lot of strong players that are going to have to step up and contribute.
This time of year is in particularly challenging because of, as you just mentioned, the exam period, and now kind of shifting the focus now back on the floor to Wesley College because of everything that's happened. How difficult do you expect that to be?
I don't, so many of the guys on the team have played in so many meaningful games. I think we're going to be in great shape. You know, this is something that, you know, at least for the sophomores, juniors, and seniors, we're accustomed to the schedule the way it is. So we hit the game Sunday knowing, the way the schedule works out is we don't have a lot of practices. You know, we voluntary practices. We're in the middle of exams. That's the way it is here. Everybody knows that. And everyone asks me the same question all the time. Like, what's it like? You know, what's this time of the year like? Well, I can just tell you, like, we're used to it. That's the main thing I would say. It's sort of like, you know, it's like going to the dentist. It's on the schedule. We know what's happening. We know we're going to have to go through that together. So by the time Sunday comes around, it's really the most important thing is we put on the uniforms and we hit somebody else from the other team. And, you know, maybe there have been, you know, there's a shift. But, you know, it's a game. And we have a lot of really good players that have played in college basketball games, and they'll be ready on Sunday.
And that's one of the things here, you know, Devin had missed a couple of games to start the season because of injury. This is a hill you've had to climb before as far as not having him on the floor. The team as a whole, dealing with adversity, has been very effective this season and now coming up this Sunday. It is interesting because we always talk about this transition of getting guys kind of reset after the exams and another bit of adversity for this Tigers team, but they have shown on a repeated basis this season they've been able to respond.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. One of the qualities of the group that I think is key, and again, I'm going to point to the senior class here, is that it's a resilient bunch, and they've figured out ways to win. You know, we played key games early in the season, as you mentioned, without Jalen and Devin and Jose. We played key games without Miles or even some players on the team not being 100%. But lately, and we've got to keep this going throughout the exam period, there's been a real focus. The team's got guts. And I expect that to keep going. I mean, I think that this game is it comes down to about four or five plays a game, right? Like it's sort of where you are in that mix. And this group, they believe they're going to be able to get it done. And again, I think that starts from the leadership within the team, and I have full confidence in the group.
One of the unique challenges this year with the schedule, it appears, is that because the season, it was opened up a little bit sooner than in previous years, you have a second Division III game. How did the process of scheduling Wesley come about?
Well, we always like to play a game, if we could, play the game on Saturday. But it's such a long break. It's literally, you know, it is almost, I think it's 20 days from the last time we play our last game against Penn, and that's generally the way it goes. In some years, we've almost had 4 weeks where we've been off. I think everybody is looking forward to what may potentially happen here in a couple of years, where Princeton moves its exams before the holiday season. And we, I don't even know what that's going to be like for everybody, because we've never had anything different. But this is a game we've played forever. When Coach Carroll, I was just with Coach, and he was telling me about how they played maybe somebody like Notre Dame coming out of the break. You know, like, I don't know. Like, I'm glad it's somebody that, you know, nothing against Wesley. Like, we're prepared for every game the same way. But my goodness, like, I can't imagine playing a top 10 team in the country coming out of the break. But, you know, you got to – the main thing is, this is the most key part of our season. We're hitting league. So we've got to be ready for league, and everybody knows each other, and we're all studying each other just a little bit more. We've all been watching each other at the non-conference. So, by the time we hit February, by the end of February, this thing's kind of settled, you know, at least close to being settled.
And you mentioned it, this break kind of gives you some time to be able to look at some teams that are still in action. Penn, although you will not see them again, at least on the regular season slate, they've been in action. And then obviously some of the other teams in the Ivy League have been playing, as well as some of the other teams in the league have gotten going again.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we still have the itch as coaches. I mean, I was on the road. I missed last week's show, but I was on the road recruiting. But I was watching all the games closely this weekend and paying attention. Penn had a terrific win against Temple. I told everybody that's willing to listen, like, those are two incredible games, in my opinion. I thought that, you know, they were just heavyweight slugfests. And Penn goes, I think it's terrific, terrific Temple team, and goes on the road and wins. You know, the Cornell-Columbia game comes down to a free throw or a last shot. Yale-Brown, a last shot. You know, you've got Dartmouth-Harvard this weekend. So, you know, we watch, you know, we got an itch for playing. We're watching these other games in the league pretty closely, and talking within the staff. That's the fun part, is sort of game planning for what's ahead.
Well, no question, as the Tigers get ready for back-to-backs that will be back in session next week when they take on Cornell and Columbia. Is it good sometimes to kind of get some rest before you get to the back-to-backs, rather than have them kind of clustered, as we've seen over the years? The exam break and this particular break, sometimes in rare years, it's been a little bit clustered closer together.
Yeah, good question. You know, like, I look at the exam break, I always feel like if the season ends in March and in April, I always think, oh yeah, I'm going to figure out the exam break. Just, I'm going to do this. And then you get to the exam break and you're like, man, Coach Carroll has a great line, and I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to say it fully the way he would say it, but he'd say, you pay a lot. You come to a place like Princeton and you don't look so good during exams, you know, and it doesn't do it justice the way he would say it. But the main point is, like, you know, they're here to go to school, and this is it's a long period of exams, and I always tell them during this time, like, you're coming down to the gym, this is the best part of your day. But once we get through this period, the main thing is we got through it. And then we've got to get back into competing. And it's just the physicality. You got to get back into being physical. I can remember 2 years ago, the team that went undefeated in the league, we came out of the break. We're up at Dartmouth. You may remember this game.
Yes.
And it was a back and forth game all the way up until about 4 or 5 minutes left. And there's panic. And panic starts to set in. And then Spencer just puts somebody on his back and lays the ball in, you know, kind of a couple 2 foot layups, and just makes a play like a senior. And that's what you count on here as you head into the break or come out of the break is, okay, we've worked on this, we've taken care of ourselves, but man, who's going to step up and make plays?
And we will certainly look forward to that coming up this Sunday as the Tigers take on the Wesley College Wolverines. We'll have more with Coach Henderson in just a few moments. A reminder, the Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night. Join us each week for the latest on the Princeton Tigers basketball team. Stop in the A&B all day, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday with a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's 2018-19 home basketball game and enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos. Stay tuned. We will have more on the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Stay tuned.
A lot of people talk about new and improved, but we really mean it. We're the Orthopedic Center at RWJ Hamilton. We have fellowship-trained orthopedic and spine specialists for joint, back, and neck pain, as well as Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. So you'll not only be improved, you'll be a whole new person. Visit rwjbh.org/ortho. RWJ Hamilton and RWJ Barnabas Health Facility. Let's be healthy together.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Princeton Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show each week throughout the Princeton Tigers basketball season. Join them live at 28 Witherspoon Street every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Fans presenting a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's 2018-19 home basketball game can enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos all day on Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Visit the Alchemist and Barrister in the heart of Princeton and online at theamb.com. The Alchemist and Barrister, well known as the Cheers of Princeton, proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show and support the Princeton Tigers.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditcher. On the field, they called me Iron Mike. But some days, even Iron Mike can feel a little rusty. So I turned to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort. And more importantly, it doesn't leave me smelling like a locker room. Now, if you excuse me, I have some yelling to do. You hit like old men! Blue Emu. It works fast, and you won't stink.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Back here at the Alchemist and a Barrister in downtown Princeton, New Jersey, Derek Jones with the head coach of Princeton Tigers basketball, Mitch Henderson, as a part of the Mitch Henderson Show. We're with you each and every Tuesday night from the Alchemist and Barrister right here in downtown Princeton, New Jersey, as we continue our look at Tigers basketball. And, Coach, as we take a look through here at the game coming up on Sunday, one cool thing here at the Alchemist and Barrister, the family is out to come see you do your thing.
Yeah, we got our whole crew here tonight, my kids, my wife Ashley, got some of the staff. Also, we got Art, the A&B. And then I just saw them all clinking glasses. They're all so happy over here. We get a nice crew. It's cold here in Princeton, Derek. So,
yes.
You know, it's a nice place to come here. And at the A&B, it's crowded. We got a nice crowd here and, good place to get some eats.
Absolutely. The signature nachos, as we have talked about throughout the course of the broadcast in the last few weeks here. For the coaches, this is a little bit of a downtime, as we kind of talked about earlier, but a busy time for recruiting. How challenging is it as a coach to kind of keep your mind the product on the floor, but also with a look to the future as well?
Well, I spend the March and in April thinking, like, all right, how can we do this a little bit better? But really, it's you got to get on the road. The whole staff gets out. We try to go see maybe guys that we haven't seen as much. Or, you know, I went out and saw, and doing this locally too, but trying to see guys that are coming to Princeton next year. But really, the main part of it is you're always thinking about your own guys. And that's never far from my mind. I mean, even if I'm just sitting by myself in an airport, like going from one place to the next, I'm thinking about the current team because, you know, I always joke, like, whenever somebody gets a haircut, everybody on the whole team knows it. You see everybody every single day, and then we go, and this is the most unusual break in the country where we honestly don't get a chance to see them every day. And, it's one of the fun parts about coaching is the relationships that you get over time. But I enjoy it because you get back together, you know, here as we're getting closer to the end of exams and, you're reconnecting again, and we still have a lot of work to do and unfinished business together, and everybody seems to have that on the mind. I can see it in their faces.
And for a lot of guys, it's got to be a great feeling to be able to get back on the floor after, you know, whether it's 1 week or 2 weeks, that could feel like a month sometimes versus, you know, what we last saw with the Tigers grabbing the win against the Quakers.
Yeah, I showed clips today from, we had clips today and edits today from from the, you know, St. Joe's and Lafayette and Penn and both Penn games. And, there were some themes there. But, you know, what I like to do is just to, I'm showing the clips, right, and I'm rewinding it, and I look out and I'm watching the guys and we're talking. It's interactive. And I see some body language, right? Like, so somebody's leaning left as they're going in for a layup, or you're watching the guys react to the actual video footage. That's what it's about because, they're studying and, like, you know, this is a game we all love to play, and there's rhythms with getting back into school, and that's coming. It's right around the bend, and I like to kind of tease them a little bit. Like, okay, we're getting back to this soon, so let's stay together.
One guy I wanted to ask you about, Jalen Llewellyn, because he has struggled a little bit lately from the field, and this is the first time for him where he goes through a little bit of a break in this type of situation. Is it good for a guy like that who maybe is struggling a little bit on the offensive side to have a step back a little bit and recharge the batteries?
Well, I don't disagree, Derek, but I just my point is, like, let's just all pump the brakes for a second. You know, he came in, his very first game was St. John's at the Garden, there's been he came in with a lot of hype, right? Like, there was a lot of stuff around him, but he's been banged up a little bit early on, and there hasn't been a lot of opportunities for him to just settle in and practice and work on the things that the team needs him to do. So I think he's doing well. I know that the stats aren't where we want him to be, but he's made really big plays. Pointed to a moment in the Penn game. He takes a charge on Antonio Woods. Like, that was a huge moment in the game. We turn the ball over. I don't know if you remember the play. We're going down to the other end.
Yes.
And he jumps up and protects the basket.
Yes.
These are things that don't show up in the stat line that contribute to victories. Makes two free throws at the end of the second Penn game. Two big free throws, right, to make it, I think, 7 or 8 or 8 or 9. So, I'm not always focused on the positives. I'm an improving person here, but I've been happy about the way he's been responding. And of course, look, like, people haven't seen anything yet. I mean, no clue how good this kid is. I mean, he's really is a high level player, and he needs confidence from his teammates and myself to let him be that. And you're going to see some really incredible things here. In the short run,
having mentioned and touched on the Penn game, having gone through now the back-to-back scenario, playing a team consecutive weeks, moving forward, if it is possible, is that something you would like to see?
It's what everybody's had to do in the league, and it was equal parts awful and great. You know? And after the first game, I got back, and I was telling my wife, and she was, you know, sort of sitting back in her chair, and she was like, "That was awful," and we had won, you know. And but like, I would just say maybe this is because it's Penn, but it felt like a heavyweight fight, and it was a long 2 weeks. It was a really long period of time because you're preparing for the same thing. It just felt like you were holding your breath for a long time, and you know, to answer your question, I think it's, here we are 2-0 in the league, and it seemed like it worked out well. But you know, I would, the other end of it would be really hard right now to be sitting and waiting to play and get back on the floor for some league games. So I don't know. It's I think it's the best fit with our schedule, I'll tell you that.
And the Tigers, with that 2-0 mark now, will get ready for Wesley. What can you tell us specifically about the Wolverines? Something for a fan who hasn't seen them before, maybe what they can expect to see from them on the floor.
Yeah, they play an interesting style of defense. They're going to mix things up. They play a shorter rotation of players. And Coach Jones is here tonight. He's gonna fill you guys in on all the particulars. We take everybody very seriously. You know, I think the preparation leading into these games is the key. We're preparing the guys to win and be as successful as a group. But really, just like we do heading into the league games, we got to be really zeroed in on us. Right now, we were able to – I thought – what I'm most happy about, Derek, is where our defense is. I think Penn is one of the most difficult teams to guard in the country. They present a lot of challenges. Brodeur is obviously a very difficult matchup. And I thought the guys defended – and I think that's the path to success in this league, and that'll have to be where we are this weekend with Wesley. I don't know if we'll be right there right from the beginning, but by the end of this game, we're going to be locked in.
Well, to your point, you look at Penn, they go back out and defeat Temple at Temple, which is not an easy thing to do.
Did you watch that game?
A little bit of it, yes.
Okay, so they looked – I mean, that's a good team,
yeah.
You know, and I used to have this argument with Brian Earle all the time, you know. He was like, I don't want Penn to be good, you know, his travel partner. And I think, you know, I understood where he was coming from, but I always said, you know, Penn-Princeton, that was the weekend for a long time. Mm-hmm. And there's mental preparation in that. Just from a purely competitive standpoint, you know, you got to prepare for, you know, you can't load up on the weekend the way maybe, not that anybody would admit it, but you got two good teams coming in on the weekend. I think it helps.
Absolutely. As the Tigers now will get ready for Wesley, and then of course Cornell and Columbia next week, with Columbia up first and then the trip to Ithaca against the Big Red. Coach, thanks for so much for joining us here today.
Derek, yeah, no, listen, also I want to say I've been hearing you, you know, and you the voice of the Tigers, but I appreciate all the work you're doing. I appreciate it very much, and you know, we're fortunate to have you, so thanks for being with us.
No problem. It's been a fun ride, and looking forward to more coming up here in the next few weeks for sure. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. When we come back, we will hear from our special guests this week, Sky Etten and John Jones on the Princeton coaching staff. Stay tuned. More headed your way right after this.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to the Alchemist and Barrister here in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. It's the Mitch Henderson Show, as we bring you the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night from the Alchemist and Barrister. Join us for the latest on Princeton Tigers basketball and stop by in the A&B all day Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday with a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's 2018-19 home basketball game and enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos. As we are joined right now by two very special guests, Sky Etten and John Jones from the Princeton coaching staff. Gentlemen, welcome.
What's going on, Derek?
What's going on, Derek?
Great to have you here, and we were just talking a little bit off air about the ties to the New Jersey Athletic Conference. We're going to get into plenty of NJAC basketball here during the course of our talk, but I wanted to start off first with the Tigers. This has been a busy time of year for you guys because not only do you have to worry about games, you guys have been all over the country recruiting. How about the last couple of weeks for you and some of your travels?
Yeah, you know, this is during the exam break is a really good period for us to get on the road and see some kids. You know, during the season, it's such a grind and you're focused so much on the season that it's hard to get out and see some of these kids that you're recruiting. So the exam break, you know, gives us a little bit of stretch and time. And Coach Jones and myself are both, you know, out on the road and, you know, trying to find some Tigers.
So you guys have been to, correct me if I'm wrong here, Seattle?
Yep.
Nebraska?
Yep.
California as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
How about those trips as far as, like, that's a lot of travel to make sure to preserve what's going on here, which shows you how hard the coaching staff works.
Yeah, sometimes even on the road, like, it's amazing because you could be in one state and then, you know, later that day you got to drive literally like 2-3 hours to another state and see another kid and then come back to the hotel and then do it again the next day. So, but, I mean, the recruiting part of it is a big part of, obviously, you know, our team and our as a coaching staff, we just want to do our jobs for, you know, Coach Henderson, and it's just really good. It's a great experience, though, but, like, as a coach, when you're doing it, it's fun, but then the players, like, they don't really understand it, like, sometimes the high school guys, but it's always good just to, you know, see a kid, make sure that they know that we're interested and, you know, see them face-to-face.
It's always impressed me that the ability that you guys have to multitask during the season as well outside of the exam break, because you guys are also seeing players during the course of the season when things are going on. How difficult is that to kind of balance both ends of that?
Yeah, it's definitely challenging, but recruiting never stops, you know. Mm-hmm. All year around, 365, it's always going. You're always recruiting, whether you're on the phone, whether you're texting a kid, or going to see a game or practice, things like that. So, you know, when you're in the thick of the season, that's what's really on your mind, and you're focused on scouting reports and you're focused on your opponent. But, you know, recruiting after, you know, practice, recruiting doesn't stop. Before practice, recruiting doesn't stop. So, you know, it's something that you have to just be aware of and, you know, always keep in the forefront.
Are there anything that surprises you about the recruiting aspect of the job that maybe you didn't realize going in that you've seen now from a player perspective, seeing so much high school basketball around the country. Anything that has caught you by surprise?
For me, I think it's just the amount of time and effort that goes into recruiting. You know, when you're a player, you don't realize, you know, how much time these coaches are really spending on trying to evaluate and get to know you. And, you know, now being on the other side of the table a little bit here, you realize, you know, we're recruiting a lot of kids in a lot of different areas. And, you know, for us, you know, we're trying to get to know them as a person, as a player, and all those things. So there's just a lot of time that goes into it that you don't really realize as a player.
And, guys, for now, the Tigers getting ready to shift the focus back onto the floor and the Wesley College Wolverines coming in.
Yeah.
As Coach Henderson kind of alluded to, give us a scouting report here on Wesley College.
No, Wesley, they definitely got a good team. Coach Dean, head coach there at Wesley, he's done a great job with his guys. You know, they play a really, you know, high-tempo game. You know, their point guard is kind of like, you know, he runs the whole show. You know, Craven's a really good guard. And, you know, they're two guys, you know, Cameron and Anderson, they're two guards. Like, they put up great shots, you know. I think Anderson's averaging, like, you know, almost like 23, 24 points a game, you know. And, you know, Cameron's doing the same, you know. So, and with that offense, it's really good for them. And they have a good big. And Derek Charles, like, he, you know, gets to the rim. He can finish with both hands, you know. So, but, you know, give them a whole lot of credit because, you know, like, their style of play has been great. They just beat, you know, Marymount the other day. Like, it's a great team. But, you know, we'll be ready. You know, I know guys had exams and everything like that. But I think we'll be definitely ready on Sunday.
You've got to be happy to see the guys back in the mix again after the exam period and now being able to really tackle the rest of the season here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I came back finally from being on the road, like just seeing like all the guys like Drew and Richmond and Max and all these guys, I'm just like, yo, it's so good to see him. It feels like it's been a while, you know.
Absolutely.
They even told me, they was like, yo, Jay, you got a haircut or something? Like, yeah, you know, I had to try to look good on the road, you know, sometimes. So got to make sure I'm always looking fresh. But it's definitely good to see them and, you know, get back out there and just be, you know, just passing to them. You know, I just feel so like it's good to be back. So.
Well, this is coming up now next week. This is your first session of back-to-backs here in the Ivy League. Anything you're looking forward to, especially the road travel?
I think for us, it's you know, it's really getting in the thick of things. You know, we played Penn back-to-back, and that's unusual for what we usually do. But to get back into Friday, Saturday night, a full swing, you know, once we hit Columbia and Cornell, we're going the rest of the year, Friday, Saturday. So you kind of get in a rhythm, you get in a flow. And for our freshmen, you know, they still don't know what it's like yet. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have to play a game Friday and then you have to get on a two-hour bus ride and then get ready to play again Saturday. So for us, I think it's going to be you're really starting to get prepared and get to the flow of what the Ivy's like.
Yeah. How much – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, I was actually even telling Sky, like almost, I'm almost like a freshman as well because it's my first time around, yeah. You know, and, you know, back-to-backs, it's just like it's big time. And every Ivy League game matters, you know, and it's just like have to execute, got to get the guys to understand that. And it's just really good to see. So I'm excited for it. So
a lot of fun coming in February for the Tigers, Cornell and Columbia. Columbia first and then Cornell a day later, February 1st and the 2nd. As far as the Ivy League, the rest of the Ivy League, right now things just picking back up around the league. Anything that has stood out to you from what you've seen now outside of Penn, obviously, since you've seen so much of the Quakers?
I think that any team can beat any team. You know, you had a team in Dartmouth that was picked 8th in the league. You're playing against the number one picked team in the league, Harvard, and Dartmouth upsetting them. Dartmouth can really shoot. I think it just shows that every single night anybody can beat anybody. This is a really competitive league, top to bottom. There are really good players in this league. So I think it just shows the parity in the league, and it shows the competitiveness of the league. And it's going to be a dogfight every single night, and that's going to be the biggest message to us, to our guys, and especially to the freshmen that don't know yet. It's going to be every single night you got to bring it.
And they are a very interesting team in the league because Harvard obviously has been so good over the last 5-6 years in particular. If Dartmouth steps up and is a formidable foe as well, that is not an easy road trip going back-to-back. It's not easy to begin with, but
absolutely.
If they really step up things continuously here on the floor, that could be a very tough trip for anybody in the Ivy League.
Absolutely. I mean, you got two really good teams that you got to play back-to-back, and the way Dartmouth's shooting the ball as of late especially, I mean, they're going to be a really hard team to beat, so you got to be prepared.
The Tigers will see them coming up in mid-February when they make their trip to Jadwin Gymnasium first, as the Tigers will get set to see them on the road later on this year. Gentlemen, the ability to be able to get back out there on the floor on Sunday and see the guys and get back into the groove of things, when you take a look at the beginning of these games a lot of times, the start of it. How important is the start to kind of get the guys back in the flow after being off for a couple of weeks?
I think the start is awfully, you know, obviously definitely important. And I honestly, me playing Division III basketball, we always play like Division I teams every now and then. And like Wesley, they're looking forward to this game. Like even though they play on Saturday and then they play us on Sunday at 12 noon, like these guys are, this is what they dreamed about. They think they're just as good as we are. You know, and it's a challenge because they're going to execute their plays. They're going to do everything that they can do. So for our guys, it's more of just like, don't think about it as a Division III team. Listen, this is a team that we're playing at 12 noon, and we have to play hard right from the start. Everything matters. Get right into the flow of things. Exams is over. It's time to play, especially when you step in between those four lines. It's time to play. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. You never take them lightly at all. So, yeah.
Stay tuned. We will have more Tigers Wolverines talk and – these two gentlemen, former players on the Division III side, we're going to talk some NJAC hoops as well coming up in just a few moments. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here from the Alchemist and Barrister in downtown Princeton. We will have more right here on 920 Fox Sports The Jersey right after this.
This is Tracy Thompson, New Jersey's acting insurance fraud prosecutor. Insurance fraud is providing false information to an insurance company in order to receive compensation or benefits. It may include filing a false claim or exaggerating damages, injuries, or other losses. Insurance fraud costs New Jerseyans billions of dollars every year. Together, we can stop it. Go to njinsurancefraud.org for details. Insurance fraud. Report it. End it.
The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host The Mitch Henderson Show. Each week throughout the Princeton Tigers basketball season, join them live at 28 Witherspoon Street every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Fans presenting a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's 2018-19 home basketball game can enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos all day on Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Visit The Alchemist and Barrister in the heart of Princeton and online at theamb.com. The Alchemist and Barrister, well known as the Cheers of Princeton, proud to host The Mitch Henderson Show and support the Princeton Tigers.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist. The 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Princeton Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Welcome back to the Blue Emu pregame games.
Oh, come on. You just blew a 10-point lead, Jerry. I'm not about to lose to these young kids in a simple game of beanbags and wooden boards.
I know, Coach. My shoulder's killing me.
So you're telling me you've been playing hurt? Here, take this. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. And now maybe we won't lose. But no thanks to you, Jerry.
Blue Emu, available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other national retailers.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
The Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night. Join us each week for the latest on the Princeton Tigers basketball team. Stop in the A&B all day Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday with a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's basketball game during the 2018-19 season and enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos. Derek Jones back here with you, joined by Sky Etten and John Jones of the Princeton coaching staff. Gentlemen, this is an important time of year because not only is it Ivy League basketball season, but you two are former players in the New Jersey Athletic Conference on the Division III side. Obviously, Wesley coming in as a Division III team. You two just missed each other. We were talking about this a little while ago. You two just missed playing against each other. Yeah. But you said that you had heard of the legend of John Jones.
I did hear of the legend of Jonathan Jones. I mean, when I came to TCNJ, they just kept talking about this guy that could finish both hands and really athletic and, you know, this and that. And I'm like, who's this Jonathan Jones? And you know, now I'm on staff with him and I get to play one-on-one with him, and it doesn't go so well for me, so I understand.
Please, this guy kills me all the time in one-on-one. This guy wants to play one-on-one full court. I'll be get at the two,
one-on-one
minutes,
full court.
Just listen, trying to get cardio, Derek.
No, that's true.
I'm gassed.
That's
I'm
true.
Gassed after 2 or 3 minutes, but it's fun, though, yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, how about your playing days, Jonathan, where you were really – you were a double-double machine at Kane. What have you used to try to impart maybe on some of the guys that you see for the Tigers?
I mean, my playing days, I had a great time with it. And as a coach now, I don't try to, like, you know, like overdo it. I just try to be myself, you know, try to be authentic. You know, I talk to guys, you know, just how I'm talking to you right now. You know, and I think just that and me, them understanding me and, you know, me being able to just keep it simple. You know, don't try to act like I'm a genius or anything. I just try to keep it simple and show them the little things, and things sometimes pay off. And listen, I'm not the greatest coach in the world. Like, I'm just taking it day by day. I learn so much all the time from, you know, our associate head coach, Brett, and even Sky. Like, he's been helping me on everything, and I'm just continuing just to learn and just be a student of the game and being a student as a coach still. So.
And, Sky, you've had an opportunity to play at Jadwin in that Division III versus Division I game. What were some of your memories of that game?
I think Jonathan hit it right on the head in terms of, you know, I was so excited to come in and play a Division I opponent, so I know Wesley's going to be really pumped up and fired up on Sunday. But for me, it was such a cool experience. You know, I grew up in town and went to all the Princeton games growing up, and for me to have a chance to play at Jadwin was, you know, something I'll never forget.
Now, do you have any memories when you played against Kane? Not necessarily, obviously, against Coach Jones, but against his program?
I do. I have a lot of memories. You know, Coach Rob was a really good coach at Kane, so I know him pretty well. But I always liked playing that game. I think they played a lot of zone, so for me that that worked out because I could just shoot some threes. So I love that game.
What do you remember about TCNJ?
TCNJ, it was either threes or layups. So we already knew, like, our whole game plan was just to, can we make them shoot long twos, you know, pull up, step back twos. But they was either getting a layup or a three. But it was good times. I mean, I love it to this day still. Every time I think about the NJAC and everything. So
Packer Hall was always a unique place because it's a smaller gym. But when you had that place packed, that was a tough gym to play in.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun when you get, you know, a good crowd. They're on top of you a little bit. So it made for some good memories for sure, and a pretty cool environment.
So let's talk about these one-on-one games a little bit. who wins?
Well, first of all, we just played 2-on-2 full court today. Sky lost.
I did lose.
Okay. We won the series. What was it, 3-1 or was it 4-1?
Yeah, something like that. I forget what it was. Yeah. Coach Jones.
But
so how would you describe your game to the listener? Because if they didn't see you play at Kane, how would you describe your style?
What's crazy is now I don't even play anything like I did in college. Like today is just shots, layups. I hit some threes, you know what I mean? It's probably because I'm older and I understand the game a whole lot, you know, easier, and that's all I really do. But it's really fun. You know, you would think Sky should be better because this guy, I call this guy the squash man because all this guy eats like a bunch of squash for lunch. He's always trying to get himself in better shape. This guy is hilarious. He has like broccoli crowns and stuff. It's like, yo, Sky, what are you eating, man? Come on, man. It's not going to help you shoot. You just got to be a shooter.
You know, I'm just trying to stay in shape with Coach Jones. He's a little bit of a specimen over here. And, you know, just trying to stay in shape. But, you know, those games are really fun, you know, for us, you know, that played. And we love to play so much. And, you know, to be able to get out there and get a sweat by playing basketball and, you know, competing against Coach Jones and some of our other guys on staff, there's nothing better. So, you know, we try to do that as much as we can. And, you know, I don't bounce back as quickly as I used to. But, you know, I try. That's for sure.
Well, what's the scouting report on Coach Jones? If you could put on your hat like you would against – a Princeton opponent.
Yeah, you know, you just got to get lucky on a day where Coach Jones is just not feeling it, you know, in terms of he doesn't feel like running that hard or jumping that high. Then you got lucky because if he's feeling good, there's not much you can do. You know, you kind of just hope the ball doesn't go in at that point, you know, especially if I'm guarding him. But no, he's really good with his back to the basket. I mean, he's been working with our big guys this whole year, and I think, you know, we've all seen the improvements that some of our guys, you know, namely Richmond's been making, you know, so that's it's coming from a lot of the knowledge that he has in the game. So when he gets it down there, I mean, I just hope it misses.
How about this guy?
He's shooting every single time. He's coming off any kind of screen, any time you give him an inch or a hair, he's pulling up. And if you close out too hard, he's going to go right by you. But luckily, Sky, you know, he's not, you know, 21 no more. So he's getting a little older, so I'm able to catch up to him a little bit. Sometimes I can test his layups. But, yeah, that's a scout on Sky, but definitely. But we – it's funny because sometimes us stretching takes longer than the actual game.
That's true. That is
definitely
true.
Because we got to make sure we're nice and loose. You know, it takes us probably 40 minutes to get ready to play. But it's definitely a good time right in Jadwin. So,
well, guys, as we look forward here to the next month, especially in the Ivy League, as you kind of take a look at how things are starting to play out in the league and the importance of winning on the road, how crucial is it to be able to grab wins on the road? Because you – with the 2-0 start, that gives you a great opportunity to build some momentum in the league.
Absolutely. I mean, to win on the road, you got to be, you know, 10 points or better in a lot of the areas, and offensive rebounds and foul shots and not turn the ball over, things like that, just because you're at a disadvantage being on the road. They're in their own gym. You know, they got to sleep a little bit more, especially if you're playing in the Saturday game. So road games are so huge. If you can grab a couple on the road, and you take a lot of pressure off yourself, especially. So it's really huge, and I think the big part of that is rest and recovery from Friday night and emphasizing that.
And, you know, you remember last year when you did the Cornell Columbia trip the other way around, that was brutal because you have the triple overtime game on Friday night, and then you have to get on the bus and turn right around and come play against Columbia.
Yeah, that was really tough. I mean, I think we got into the hotel at like 3 a.m. Then to have to turn around and play after, you know, a really, really tough game makes it really, really hard. So that's why, you know, we talk about rest and recovery all the time. We're always preaching that. We're really focused on that so guys can rejuvenate and hopefully play their best basketball on Saturday.
Absolutely. And Coach, as you take a look at Wesley, getting back to them for a moment,
yeah.
The ability, as you mentioned, some of their players are pretty strong. Defensively, Coach Henderson talked about the Tigers' progression here over the last few games and weeks. What have you seen out there that you think can help you guys on Sunday?
Well, I think we've been, like, you know, preaching to our guys so many times, even earlier in the season, just about, like, being better defensively. And we knew that, you know, defense, believe it or not, you know, Derek, it takes time. You know, it's who's playing the best basketball right now at this time, because it's the Ivy League, you know, obviously, and we're trying to do the best that we can. And little things are starting to show up that we put in September. So those daily deposits we had in October, you know, September, you know, it's starting to show up, and it's reflecting through all of the guys. So with that, when the team starts to get better and they start to see it, then we've been having some success. You know, like I think Coach Henderson said it best, that, like, you know, us playing Penn, it's like a heavyweight match, you know, especially at their place. It's every away game is probably going to feel like a heavyweight match. And to be able to do that and get, you know, the little stops that we have and things like that, everybody, you know, all our teaching points has been, you know, reflective with all the players on the team. It's just really awesome to see as a coach.
You mentioned Richmond a little while ago. When a guy is playing as well as he has been playing, is it a little frustrating when you hit this part of the season and you say, oh, my goodness, here's 2 or 3 weeks to kind of slow things down? You just want to keep the momentum going at that point.
Yeah, you want to keep them going. But as a coach, like, you know, I'm starting to understand now, sometimes a little time off is good, you know. Give him a little bit of a break, you know, and then when he gets back, when we get back into playing, I know Richmond's going to continue just to play the best that he can, you know. And Richmond is just a really, like, he's a great kid in terms of not even just him listening to me, but he listens to all the coaches. Any little advice, he's always looking for more information to try to get himself better. And when you have a player like that, you just keep feeding him more information, and then he takes ownership of it, and he goes out there and does it in practice almost a million times. And then when it shows up in the game, it's even sweeter, you know. And then it's just one of those things where just like, yo, like, you can – the only person that can stop you now is you, you know. You're already – he's already in great shape. If you see – like, if anybody hasn't seen Richmond, you can notice him from, like, 2 miles away. This dude's, like, 6'9", 230. Like, this dude looks like, you know, an action figure. So when he goes out there and plays well, I'm trying to tell you, like, you'll see me – every time you see Richmond go for a dunk or anything, man, I am up. I'm up off my chair. I'm excited for this dude. And that's the excitement that he needs to see from me, too, as a coach, because it goes to show you, like, listen, man, I'm happy for you, man. I'm not just going to sit there. I know I'm really excited for you, man, because – believe it or not, I think last year he was averaging, what, 2-point-something points per game? And now I don't know where he's at now, but I think he's in double digits. It's really amazing, but that's the work that he's put in. That's him really taking ownership of it and really doing it for himself, and then it's reflective on the whole team and makes us a whole lot better.
And, Coach, it has to be pretty rewarding to see guys like Richmond and other guys that the program has recruited and see kind of the progression and the success that they've been able to have.
Absolutely. You know, we take a lot of pride in player development, and we're always talking about it, you know, in the recruiting with our team. And that's the purest form of it. You know, Richmond comes in every single day and puts in the work and works really hard on his weaknesses, on his strengths, and he's getting better. And that's what we're all about, is player development, whether it's on the court, off the court, you know, as a person. And Richmond's really taking that to heart, and you see it shows.
The success of Richmond Aririgouzo looking to pay itself forward here as the Tigers get set for Wesley College. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up on the program with Coach Edden and Coach Jones. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Stay tuned.
A lot of people talk about new and improved, but we really mean it. We're the Orthopedic Center at RWJ Hamilton. We have fellowship-trained orthopedic and spine specialists for joint, back, and neck pain, as well as Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. So you'll not only be improved, you'll be a whole new person. Visit rwjbh.org/ortho. RWJ Hamilton and RWJ Barnabas Health Facility. Let's be healthy together.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
Whoever said that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line never said anything about the quality of the ride. With Suburban Transit Coach USA, you can charter a luxury motor coach for all of your special occasions. From your wedding day to corporate events, sightseeing, trips to the casino, sporting events, and concerts. Enjoy free amenities on board, things like Wi-Fi, restrooms, and movies. So to book your charter anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, just contact our sales office today.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
For the past 100 years, generations of men have trusted Barbasol shaving cream to deliver a close, comfortable shave. Barbasol continues this legacy with the Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus Razor. With six ultra-thin, open-flow blades and a crafted metal handle, Barbasol is proud to offer a razor that lives up to the exceptional quality and honest value that you've come to expect. Get yours today, in stores or online at Barbasol.com.
Barbasol.
And now more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Time for the final segment of the Mitch Henderson Show right here from the Alchemist and Barrister in Princeton, New Jersey, right here on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Derek Jones joined by Sky Etten and also Jonathan Jones as we take a look at Tigers basketball. Gentlemen, quickly before we wrap things up, what are some of the keys here to the rest of the season for the Tigers to have success and then break through back into the top four and get to the Ivy League tournament?
Yeah, I think Coach Jones said it best. It's our defense. Our defense has to carry us. You know, the year we won the league, we were the best defensive team in the league, and you know, that's been an emphasis for us all year, all practice. So that's a huge part of our success is on the defensive end.
Yeah, and also I think offensively, us just really just trying to keep it simple, you know, knowing all our strengths on the court, you know, the guys that we have, you know, with, you know, Jalen. And Jalen's going to, you know, turn it around. You know, he's a freshman, and he's going to get so much even better. Like, it just takes time, you know. And you got to be realistic sometimes and understand as a freshman, everything just takes time. But all our guys, Max Johns, Ethan Wright, those guys, Drew Freiberg, like, we got really good guys, you know. So just takes time.
And Coach Henderson has said in the past before with some of the freshmen, eventually you see those freshmen become sophomores in their freshman year where they the experience and the reps – starts to show as the season wears on.
Yeah, and that just comes with, like I said, more practice time, more showing them things on film sometimes, sitting down one-on-one, showing them, hey, did you see this here? What did you see? Like, go back and think about that, you know, next time. And then when they actually go out there and do it, then it's just like, oh, okay, now it's starting to translate. And like I said, sometimes as coaches, it's funny, you want to speed them up sometimes. But we also have to understand it's just that, like, it's more reps and it just everything just takes time. You know, everything takes time. So.
And one of the big parts of your success this season has been rebounding. And you've been able to really do a great job of controlling the glass, and that has to be pivotal, I think, as well.
Absolutely. It's been a huge emphasis for us is just rebounding. And, you know, I think some of the guys have taken to heart. You know, Jerome has been up there and grabbing two-hand rebounds above the rim, and Sebastian and Richmond and all those guys, and even our guards have been going up and getting. So you have a huge advantage if you're able to win the rebounding battle, and we were able to do that against Penn. So we got to keep carrying that over.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me here. We had a chance to talk a little NJAC hoops.
Love
so that
it.
Was
yeah,
a,
love
that
it. Was great.
One
yeah.
major thing I wanted to check off on the box because okay. It's cool. We're all Division III guys.
Absolutely. Let's get it, yeah.
It's good to talk NJAC hoops.
Thanks, Derek.
Princeton basketball back in action this Sunday when they take on Wesley College at 2 p.m. And, of course, as we said, this is the beginning of the rest of the season pretty much for the Tigers from here on out because you have Wesley on Sunday and then Columbia, Cornell, Yale, Brown. So four straight on the road for the Tigers, a pair of back-to-back sessions against some teams that are very tough in the Ivy League. We talked about the New York trip last season and the Tigers struggled there losing in that triple overtime epic at Cornell and then following that up a night later with a difficult loss to the Columbia Lions, and then the following week, Yale and Brown, who, again, two teams coming into this season who have high expectations, especially Yale, who will now slide into Penn's position as far as being the host of the Ivy League tournament coming up in mid-March. And clearly for Yale, an opportunity for them to get off to a positive start last Saturday. They defeated Brown by the score of 70-67. And again, a tough, tough team led by Mia Ioni. They had four players in double figures in that game, as the Tigers will see them later on. And, of course, Brown with Desmond Cambridge, who is one of the more electrifying scorers in all of the Ivy League. So some big-time hoops coming up over the next few weeks here for the Princeton Tigers. Reminder, the Alchemist and Barrister is proud to host the Mitch Henderson Show every Tuesday night. Join us each week for the latest on the Princeton Tigers basketball team. Stop in the A&B. All day Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday with a ticket stub from any Princeton men's or women's 2018-19 home basketball game and enjoy a free order of Alchemist and Barrister signature nachos. That'll do it for Coach Henderson and also Sky Edden and Jonathan Jones and Al Brooks. Back in the studio, I'm Derek Jones saying so long from the Alchemist and Barrister. We'll talk to you next Tuesday night at 6 right here on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Have a good night, everybody.
It's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Tracy Thompson, New Jersey's acting insurance fraud prosecutor. Insurance fraud is providing false information to an insurance company in order to receive compensation or benefits. It may include filing a false claim or exaggerating damages, injuries, or other losses. Insurance fraud costs New Jerseyans billions of dollars every year. Together, we can stop it. Go to njinsurancefraud.org for details. Insurance fraud. Report it. End it.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditka. On the field, they called me Iron Mike.
But some days, even Iron Mike can feel a little rusty. So I turn to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort. And more importantly, it doesn't leave me smelling like a locker room. Now, if you excuse me, I have some yelling to do. You hit like old men! Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios, this is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.